Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Preventing the administration from moving forward to process those who've already signed up. The White House said more than 40,000 federal workers had already agreed to take the buyout offer, which would see them placed on leave right away, but remain on the federal payroll through the end of September.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. President Trump's government efficiency office, headed by Elon Musk, facing other legal challenges and pushback on Capitol Hill. House Democrats say they introduced the Taxpayer Data Protection Act to curb Musk and his team from accessing sensitive personal and financial data. That bill would still need Republican support. Utility company Southern California Edison, in a report to state regulators, says it believes its equipment may have sparked last month's Hearst fire in L.A. County. This is ABC News. It is one of the last remaining big industrial conglomerates in the country, and now it's being split apart. Here's ABC's Sherry Preston.
Honeywell is a $145 billion company, and it's a lot of things. One part of its business focuses on personal protective products, things like work goggles and respiratory masks. One part focuses on IT and industrial automation. And one part is an aerospace and aviation technology business. Honeywell has already announced it was spinning off the personal protective gear division. Now it says it's forming independent aerospace and aviation companies as well, the separation to be completed by the end of next year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Following yesterday's signing of an executive order from President Trump aimed at banning transgender athletes from participating in women's and girls' sports, the NCAA today updated its transgender athletes policy to officially limit competition in women's sports to those assigned female at birth. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hear that? That's the sound of WIC buildings using stronger lumber and stronger steel that's galvanized and coated with high-quality paint, plus stronger screw fasteners to hold it all together, and one of the best warranties in the industry. Even their voiceover guy is stronger. Invest in strength. Invest in WIC buildings.
Wilson Door and Construction of Richland Center, your local WIC dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your WIC building.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. And by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. There is a wind advisory until 6 this evening, gusts reaching 45 miles per hour. For Vernon, Crawford, Richland, and Sauk counties, power outages possible, and it could make driving difficult. For this evening, clear and cold with a low of 9, winds northwest 15 to 25 with gusts up to 30. Mostly cloudy and calm tomorrow with a high of 29, and overcast tomorrow night with a chance of light snow towards Saturday morning and a low of 20. Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny, and our winds are 15 miles per hour. We did receive a gust of 41 miles per hour here at the WRCO studios, and our current temperature is 27 degrees.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today is Thursday, February 6th. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thede. The Richland Center City Council meeting was held Tuesday night with several items on the agenda for the Common Council to vote on. The first item on the agenda was a request from RCH's Youth for Change and the Partners for Prevention Coalition to develop a model ordinance to support tobacco-free parks. The council voted unanimously to direct the city attorney to work on a model ordinance for tobacco-free parks in the city of Richland Center. The council also approved to repeal and replace Chapter 40, fixing the boundaries of the wards and the aldermanic districts of the city and establishing a single reporting unit, combining wards into a single reporting unit, and also approved poll workers for the 2025 elections. The council did vote against renaming the city landfill, keeping the name Richland Center Landfill intact. Sale of a loader mount snowblower and a skid steer attachment blower from Public Works were approved, along with the purchase of an auto mower robot mower. Other items approved on the agenda were a landfill monitoring services agreement with MyTech Monitoring Service and submission of a community development investment grant for Wild Honey Collective, LLC, which will be located in the former Gables Restaurant building. With the cost of waste management going up, the council approved raising garbage collection fees, which have not been raised since 2014. Tipping fees for garbage collection for non-commercial properties not having more than four dwelling units will be raised from $12 to $14. Tipping fees for acceptance of garbage, trash, and other acceptable waste brought to the city disposal site will increase from $10 to $15. A Class C wine license for AD German Warehouse and a temporary Class B retailer license for the Richland County Performing Arts Council were both approved. The council also approved the city management of the Veterans Memorial at City Hall and a contract with Chrome Fireworks and Display, LLC. The council did postpone voting until next month's meeting on the application of Bindle Tire and Auto for a conditional use permit to allow an auto repair garage or facility at 243 East Court Street and voted against the application of Guru Ramdas Shah, LLC, for a conditional use permit to allow an auto repair garage or facility at 789 Sextonville Road before adjourning and going into closed session. A statewide Amber Alert involving a pregnant teen remains in effect. Charges of child abduction and enticement have now been filed against 40-year-old Gary Day, who is believed to be with 16-year-old Sophia Franklin of Beaver Dam. Day and Franklin were seen together earlier this week. Despite a no-contact order for the two, Franklin is 3 months pregnant, and police say Day is the father. Police believe they could be driving a black 2014 Buick LaCrosse. Initially, the vehicle had Arkansas plates, but now authorities say they could have been switched to Pennsylvania plates. Hundreds of people gathered at the state capitol yesterday to voice their opposition to President Donald Trump's policies. Braving the cold, it was 20 degrees. There were speakers and people who carried signs saying things like, "Billionaires are robbing us," and "Deport Elon Musk." These protests were planned all over the country on Wednesday. Madison was just one location. Evers to include $80 million in ag sector funding in his budget.
The Democratic governor plans to propose $80 million in funding for state farmers, producers, and processors as part of his state budget he'll unveil later this month. That includes $30 million in state funding for an effort Evers created in 2021 using federal COVID-19 funding to help local food banks. Evers included a similar provision in his previous budget, but Republican lawmakers removed it. Some other initiatives include $15 million to relaunch a program created in 2009 to purchase easements that barred land from being developed for any purpose other than agricultural use. Evers said farmers, producers, and processors have been the backbone of Wisconsin for generations. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Republicans in the state legislature are criticizing the new election observers rule proposal from the Wisconsin Elections Commission. The proposal is meant to clarify what election observers can and can't do at Wisconsin polling sites. The rule would allow observers to be within 3 to 8 feet from the tables where voters show their ID, as well as allow them to move between tables and review non-confidential voter information in poll books. Republicans say they want a threat of punishment for any violations. A Wisconsin couple is suing Walgreens and a pharmacy benefits company, alleging their son died because he couldn't afford a sudden $500 jump in the cost of his asthma medication. Shannon and William Schmidt-Necht filed the federal lawsuit on January 21st, a year after the death of their 22-year-old son, Cole. They allege that Optum Rx stopped covering his $66 asthma medication without informing him. When he stopped at a Walgreens pharmacy in Appleton to refill his prescription, he was told new medication would cost him $539. He couldn't afford it and suffered a fatal asthma attack days later. Optum Rx said last April that Cole did fill a prescription that day for a different asthma medication. Callers are getting busy. Signals and voicemail inboxes are full at many U.S. Senate offices. People are trying to reach out and voice their opinions on President Donald Trump's cabinet picks, executive orders, and moves to dismantle various federal programs. The situation is frustrating lawmakers and callers from across the country. A memo distributed to Senate staff Tuesday and obtained by the Associated Press says the Senate is experiencing an unusually high volume of inbound calls. That comes as Trump and ally Elon Musk are working to shrink the size of the federal government by shuttering agencies, temporarily freezing funding, and pushing workers to resign. Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany has reintroduced legislation to remove the gray wolf from the endangered species list. Managing the gray wolf population has long been a topic of controversy in the state. Some argue environmental agencies need more flexibility in managing the population, while others argue there should be a set population goal. Wisconsin has also seen an increase in the number of wolf attacks on livestock in recent years as the wolf population has bounced back. The legislation would prevent judges from overturning the change. A new study finds that car insurance rates will increase in Wisconsin this year, but not as much as in previous years or in other states. The study was conducted by the insurance agency InSurify, which says car insurance rates in Wisconsin are expected to increase by about 3% this year. The expected increase is significantly lower than last year's increase of 22%, and the average cost of car insurance in the state is expected to be about $700 lower than the national average. Only 11 states are predicted to have cheaper rates. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is announcing its top 10 list for consumer complaint categories in 2024. At the top of the list is landlord and tenant issues, followed by telemarketing, home improvement, identity theft, and telecommunications. Rounding out the top 10 are medical services, motor vehicle repair, motor vehicle sales, travel, and motor vehicle accessories. For more information or to file a complaint yourself, you can visit consumerprotection.wi.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is providing guidance on merging for drivers to recognize the February law of the month. Drivers should remember to give themselves plenty of space to merge onto highways, especially when they're merging near a large truck, commercial vehicle, or bus. Drivers merging for a lane closure should take turns with other drivers in a zipper fashion, as well as yielding in roundabouts as they look to enter and staying in the same lane until they are ready to signal their exit. Today's winner of $50 in the Richland Center Booster Club calendar raffle is Rachel Wassinger on ticket number 673. WRCO News time is 5:13. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log and Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Diane Marie Teach. 71 of Gotham, died January 28th at the Richland Hospital. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet tomorrow from 3 until 5. A gathering will follow at Wolfie's Irish Inn in Muscadet. A private family burial will be held in the Dawson Cemetery in the spring. Diane Marie Teach, 71 of Gotham. Thomas E. Wiley Berger, 71 of rural Sextonville, died Saturday at home. A celebration of life will be held this Saturday from noon until 4 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Thomas E. Wiley Berger, 71 of rural Sextonville. Avis Marvine Subara, age 89, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Czech National Cemetery in Champion Valley, Yuba, following the service at approximately 1:30. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 11 until the time of service at noon. Avis Marvine Subara, age 89. Steve Johnsrud, 71 of Wazika, died Saturday. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church, Boscobel. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Service, Boscobel, Sunday from 1 to 4, and at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church, Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations to the charity of your choice are appreciated. Steve Johnsrud, 71 of Wazika. Gay V. Donovan, 70 of Casanova, died Wednesday at Harvest Guest Home in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held Monday at 1 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Monday from 10 until the time of the service at 1. Burial will follow in the Souls Creek Cemetery. Gay V. Donovan, 70 of Casanova. Carol Sue Otteson, 85 of Richland Center, died Monday. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 1:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 10:30 until the time of service at 1:30. Carol Sue Otteson, 85 of Richland Center. In birth news from Mason, Ohio, Heather and Carl Patterson had a son, Ronan Bain. The local grandmother is Joanne Krulatz. Also in birth news from the Richland Hospital, Kaylin Faulkner and Colton Unbehan had a son, Layton Allen.
Business taxes. Was stressing about all the time and all the money you spent on your taxes.
This is my bill?
Now Business Taxes is a TurboTax small business expert who does your taxes for you and offers year-round advice at no additional cost so you can keep more money in your business. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com/business. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank.
Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Tonight kind of blows. Got a wind advisory in effect until 6 o'clock still, and winds have been gusting up to 45 miles per hour. In fact, they were clocked at 49 miles per hour in Lone Rock, 40 in Tabascabel, and 37 mile per hour winds at Mineral Point. They will start to ease overnight, but they won't calm completely, winding down to gusts around 20. It'll be a clear and cold one regardless, as temperatures slide to the single digits. Slap a little bit of a wind chill on top of that, it could be feeling sub-zero early tomorrow morning. It'll be a mostly cloudy and calm day tomorrow. Highs will reach the upper 20s, and winds will be out of the west at 5 to 10, so much better. All ahead of the snowstorm moving in. This means by tomorrow night, we'll become overcast with a chance of spotty snow towards Saturday morning. Now, currently, it looks like we're going to miss a major chunk of this. But light, on and off, scattered snow is still possible throughout the day, and we could accumulate around 0.5 inch to 1 inch. As you can tell, this is nothing near what we were thinking before. The heaviest totals will be north into central Wisconsin, where a good 4 to 7 inches is likely, so we're skating out on that completely. But do keep in mind, a Saturday afternoon, as highs reach 30 degrees, we could see some freezing drizzle mix in, and we know that we can quickly turn into an ice skating rink. So be careful regardless on Saturday. Otherwise, Sunday for the Super Bowl, it'll be chilly and partly sunny with highs in the low 20s. Get a little warmer on Monday to the upper 20s, it'll be a sunny and quiet day. And then Tuesday, we turn rather cold. It'll be sunny, but highs will be in the mid-teens. We stay to the upper teens on Wednesday with more clouds than sunshine and a light shot of snow at night. So all in all, we've weathered the worst. The ice last night into this morning, winds this afternoon, will calm things down by tomorrow and get swiped just slightly by the snowstorm. And we still have Sunday to enjoy some football. Hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is clear and 27 degrees after a high today of 33 and a morning low of 22. Winds are, yesterday's high was 27 and we received a trace of mist. Today's high is 33 and our morning low was 22, as I just mentioned. Record high set back in 1882 is 54 degrees with a record low of 26 below set back in 1959. Last year's high was 52 with a low of 26. Sunset will take already took place tonight at 5:20, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:11. Winds are out of the east at around 30 miles per hour, creating a wind chill of 5, and our barometric reading is 29.86. And we did receive some gusts up to around 40 miles per hour at the WRCO studios. Also, we did receive a trace of freezing rain today, and once again, our current temperature in Richland Center is 27 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. Here's a look at tonight's area high school events with Phil Nee.
Some games already completed tonight, some underway at this hour. Kickapoo at Seneca girls basketball played earlier tonight. It's also boys basketball Seneca and Weston coming up tonight at around 7:30. Lafarge at North Crawford, Wazika Steuben at Kickapoo. It's Bangor at Hillsboro, Nasita at Royal, Cashton at Brookwood, Riverdale at Fenimore, Iowa Grant at Darlington, Mineral Point at Cuba City, and Southwestern at Boscobel. In girls basketball, Lancaster is at Prairie du Chien, River Valley at Platteville, Richland Center at Dodgeville, Baraboo travels to Stoughton, Highland at River Ridge, Viroqua at Westby, Wisconsin Heights at Belleville, and coming up tonight, a makeup game, Wazika Steuben is playing at Ithaca in a battle of Ridge and Valley Conference teams. I asked Ithaca girls coach David Klang about tonight's opponent, Wazika Steuben.
We know they're really good shooters, and they're just going to be really scrappy. And even if their shots aren't falling, they're just going to keep after. And they're very kind of tenacious with everything they play, their defense, their offense, and things like that. And we need to match that, and we need to play our style of ball. We don't want to get kind of in a track meet with them going up and down the court. We want to play our half-court sets and kind of slow the pace down and force them to play half-court sets too. And the big key will be just like to rebound and not hurt ourselves. And that's kind of going to be key against them, because that's when they capitalize, is off of our mistakes. And if we limit those, we'll be just fine.
David Klang, Ithaca girls coach, will have the game tonight, beginning with a pregame time around 6:45. It's a varsity-only event this evening as Wazika Steuben plays at Ithaca in area girls basketball. I'm Phil Nee.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service or premium or both? Those are two good reasons to call Schwartz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwartz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance, and a local person to answer any questions and help you deal with any issues that may arise. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind insurance protection.
Playing without Giannis Antetokounmpo and Chris Middleton, who was traded, the Bucks were able to claim an easy win in Charlotte last night, 112-102. That ends a four-game losing streak. Damian Lillard, Brooke Lopez, and Bobby Portis Jr. filled the gaps in production. Lillard scored 29 points and added a dozen assists. Lopez started the game with 4 three-pointers in the first period, and Portis returned to the lineup with 23 points and 17 rebounds. The Bucks led by more than double digits most of the game. The next action will be tomorrow in Atlanta. Running back Josh Jacobs tells an interviewer he thinks the Packers need a number one receiver. Jacobs doubled down by saying a proven number one. Most offseason talk was centered on Green Bay adding a pass rusher like Myles Garrett or Max Crosby. Jacobs' comments got quick pushback on X from wide receiver Jaden Reed, and shortly later from another young receiver, Dontavian Wicks. There has been speculations that the Packers could bring former star Devontae Adams back to Lambeau Field, but no indications that any talks have been conducted. And the Brewers have won the National League Central Division 3 times in the last 4 years, and they could be just as strong in 2025. The big losses are Willy Adames to free agency and closer Devin Williams in a trade to the Yankees. But the starting pitching could be better, and there's already an experienced closer in Milwaukee. Despite those factors, the annual Pecota projections have the Brewers winning just 80.5 games. The Cubs are the choice to take the division, and Pecota sees Chicago winning by 10 games. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
The Oak Hoots Mountain Humane Society reminds everyone that a great way to beat the cold weather blahs is to give a forever home to a warm, fuzzy cat or kitten. To that end, there are lots of wonderful cats and kittens currently available for adoption at OMHS. Check out the OMHS Facebook page for pictures and descriptions of many of the adorable cats and kittens currently available for adoption, as well as for information on how you can meet and get to know them in person by appointment at the OMHS Adoption Center, 391 Clarkson Street, Richland Center. Call 608-475-1885. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Looking for great deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer on state and local municipal surplus. They offer daily auctions with a wide variety of items, including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com now before you miss today's auctions. Don't forget to like Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Happy bidding!
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Soybeans and corn were higher Thursday. Cattle finished lower and hogs closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans ended the session modestly higher on short covering and technical buying. There has been more rain in dry parts of Argentina, likely stabilizing crop conditions. Still, at this stage of things, some of the top-end yield might have been trimmed off. Export sales were down on the week with a substantial cancellation by unknown destinations. March beans were up 3.5 at 1060 and a half. May was 3.5 higher at 1075 and 3/4. March soybean meal was $1.90 lower at 306.40, and March soybean oil was up 31 points at 45.40. Corn was higher, monitoring those development conditions for late pollinating corn in Argentina and second crop corn planting in Brazil. Weekly export sales were solid, led by Mexico and Japan. March was up 2 at 495 and a quarter. May corn was 2.75 higher at 507 and a half. And wheat was higher as the trade continues to assess potential winter kill in parts of the Midwest and Plains. Export demand remains relatively slow, but last week's sales were above average. March Chicago was 15.5 higher at 587 and 3/4. March Kansas City was up 15.75 at 607 and a half. March Minneapolis on Thursday was a dime higher at 628 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were sharply lower, pressured by the lower direct business over the course of the week. April live was down 452 at 196.77. June was 407 lower at 191.82. March feeders were down 542 at 265.30. April feeder cattle were 547 lower at 265. And hogs were mixed, mostly modestly higher on spread trade and the higher midday move in pork. April lean was up 20 cents at 91.75. The May hog contract was a dime higher at 95.82. I'll have your full look at cash livestock after this brief break.
Policies and regulations are shifting in D.C. What does that mean for your farm? Find out during Compeer Financial's free webinar on February 19th at 1 p.m. Break down key policy updates and get actionable guidance with perspectives on legislative, economics, and trade. Plus, submit your own questions for a live Q&A session moderated by Compeer's ag economist, Megan Roberts. Register at compeer.com/webinar for the February 19th virtual event to navigate ag policy changes with confidence. Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen. AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Cattle business Thursday was light, mostly at 206 on the live basis, $2 lower than a week ago, and at 328 dressed, down a dollar. Asking prices held at 208 live and 329 plus dressed, with some cleanup business still probably likely on Friday. With light to moderate movement, choice box beef was down $1.36 at 323.98, and select was up 44 at 314.77. The estimated cattle slaughter of 118,000 head was down 4,000 on the week and just about 4,000 on the year. The major direct hog markets were mostly weak with light negotiated sales. National direct trade was down 48 cents at 86.23. Iowa Southern Minnesota was 22 lower at 86.98. The Western Corn Belt was 7 cents higher, also averaging 86.98. Midwest butcher markets were steady at 60. Pork closed $1.81 higher at 95.64. The estimated hog slaughter on Thursday was 481,000 head, down 2,000 on the week and more than 10,000 on the year. John Perkins, Brownfield.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Ag Headline News. I'm Brownfield. Supporters are urging congressional leaders to round nationwide E15 across the finish line.
We've been waiting 10 years. I don't know if it was because in December we came so close you could almost taste it, you know, only to have it snatched away for really dumb reasons at the end. But the patience is over.
More news next on Brownfield.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agriamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. AgriAmerica streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The AgriAmerica app is the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck to the barn.
Understanding nutrient interactions. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Proxo Brownfield.
When I see a car trying to rush past the turning bus, I get concerned.
Harsh. All the nutrients in the soil that are available that clear to all of our kids. Uptake interact with each other. In this episode, Stephanie Zelenko, National Agronomist for AgroLiquid, shares why understanding how those nutrients can react with each other can improve crop performance. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential within your fields. That's why an AgroLiquid nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients. So every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential, maximizing growth while offering lower use rates. Apply less, expect more? Precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer at agroliquid.com.
Farmers deserve nothing less than the best to keep their operations growing. We've believed that since opening our doors over 40 years ago. At AgroLiquid, our team of experts work with you to formulate a nutrition program that connects your fertilizer needs with your cropping goals, merging agronomy with economics on your farm. Get solid agronomic advice and positive results that'll make you a return on your fertilizer investment. Find your crop nutrition expert at agriliquid.com.
Nutrients that are found in the soil interact with each other. Stephanie Zelenko, National Agronomist for AgroLiquid, says it benefits farmers to understand how those interactions can impact productivity.
Making sure that when we're making those fertility recommendations that we don't overapply one nutrient that's going to cause a deficiency or a toxicity of another nutrient. And so that's why it's important to have a soil test and understand what those numbers mean so you're able to add nutrition to what that soil and what that crop's going to need. There's a lot of things that happen chemistry-wise under the ground that we see with that soil, and that's just all of those different nutrients interacting with one another.
She tells Brownfield.
The way the nutrients work, a lot of them are positively charged, some of them are negatively charged, and they act like magnets and can get attracted to and bind together. And so there's a few examples that I can give. You know, phosphorus is a nutrient that crops need, and that's negatively charged in the form that the plants need it. And there's a lot of positive charges out there. Calcium, magnesium, potassium are all positive charges. And so if we get one of them out of balance, there's going to be too much potassium to bind with that phosphorus. And then we no longer have that phosphorus fertilizer available for the crop. So that's why we want to make sure we're balancing them and keeping them in the correct ratios so we can have enough of that crop nutrition out there for that plant to take in.
Zelenko says farmers should be soil testing about every 3 years.
One thing that we kind of transitioned to in more recent years is looking at those micros and secondary nutrients. So before we were just kind of worried about and focused on pH and NPK levels, but now we recognize that those micronutrients and even those secondary nutrients play just as important of a role in that crop production. So when I'm pulling that soil test, not necessarily on every sample, but a good representation of the field, I want to make sure I'm having those micronutrients as part of that sample so I can make sure that those aren't limiting factors as well.
When it comes to improving crop performance, she says every nutrient is important.
Some nutrients, like the micronutrients, you don't need as high of rates, but they play a bigger piece to that puzzle if they are limiting. So I like to make sure we have that soil test, work with somebody that understands those numbers, and then start picking that apart and trying to figure out where I think I'm going to get that best return.
I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit, a content partnership with AgroLiquid on Brownfield.
Archie Lumber carries a wide array of building supply products to help you complete your project. Save time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969. Archie Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Archie Lumber is a provider of lumber, steel roofing and siding, and a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered. For more information, call Archie Lumber at 608-985-7207.
In the jar and say play it again. Oh, who knows where the night might lead. Front porch kids are waking up with me. Friends might think it's too soon, but that's up to me and you. Who cares if the whole world knows we drink too much and we dance too close.
Who cares when the lights come on. When we leave, we don't leave alone. If you don't, I don't. So who my mind. I can't count the times you made me feel like I'm nothing. Played me like a fool, like a fool. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Oh, and now I ain't scared of telling you where you can go. Cause I know like a devil in disguise, hiding your true colors. Just leave me alone, keep leading me on. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar.
Roll with Liar on Country and Community. Good evening, Tim Seed here. Hope you're having a great night. Hopefully you didn't get blown away today. Man, it is really windy. It seems like later in the afternoon, it got a lot windier. In fact, we had wind gusts up to about 40 miles, around 40 miles per hour this afternoon. And as you've probably heard from Brittany Merlot over in Boscobel, they reported, or was it Lone Rock? They reported 49 miles per hour today. So it's been a windy one. Right now, our winds are out of the east-southeast at 22 miles per hour, making it feel like it's 9 degrees outside. But our actual temperature, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, is 25 degrees. But other than that, I hope your Thursday night is going well. Tomorrow's Friday. We're getting closer to the weekend. And that Saturday storm doesn't sound like it's going to be quite as bad now for us. One moment they were talking 2 to 4, then 4 to 6, then I saw 3 to 5, and now Brittany says maybe around an inch on Saturday, but we'll wait and see as it gets closer. That could always change as much as it's changed in the past couple days. But otherwise, just be sure to listen to WRCO, and we'll keep you up to date on any further weather as it comes around, if there's any changes. And just wanted to let you know, going on tomorrow, there's a Red Cross blood drive that will be held from noon to 5 at St. Anthony's and Phillips Parish in Highland. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or going online at redcrossblood.org, or you can download the Red Cross Blood donor app.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. You can get both. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa! That's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show, all in one.
Sure.
Don't steal that idea.
Don't worry, I won't. Get both. Four free phones of your choice plus four lines for $90. No trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Valentine's Day. Yep, it's almost here again. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and I have to ask, has Valentine's Day gotten boring at your house? I have a way to get some sparkle in her eyes for you. Sparkling diamonds. We have so many diamonds just waiting to be matched up to the perfect woman. Earrings, necklaces, bracelets, and of course rings. Maybe you want to upgrade her old diamond. We do that right here too. To make it easier, we offer financing with approved credit, and we have just lowered our diamond prices to make it easier than ever for you to get a larger diamond. Let's make a deal. JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center. Happy Valentine's Day.
Hunters and outdoor enthusiasts, get ready for the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic. It's happening Saturday, February 22nd from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head for a chance to win a gun. Plus, check out exciting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, and a trail camera photo contest. Got sheds? Bring them along. They're welcome, but they won't be scored. Enjoy great food and drinks while swapping stories with fellow hunters. Admission is just $5, and kids 16 and under get in free. Want to get a head start? Pre-register Friday night, February 21st from 5 to 9 p.m. or Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. For more details, call 475-4963. Don't miss the Driftless Area Deer Classic Saturday, February 22nd at the Richland Center Community Center.
Coach Jamie Johnson here. How are your New Year's resolutions or goals going? Are you struggling? Have you given up already? Maybe you didn't even know where to start or didn't even start. I would love to chat with you about a systematic, structured, supported health plan that works. I say with our program, the plan works if you work the plan. Contact me today, Jamie Johnson, through Facebook, or you can call me at 608-604-7751. Mention the radio ad and receive a scholarship upon the order.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Taste the difference, hear the best. Richland Family Restaurant, the official sponsor of WRCO Studios.
I'm the kind to take the keys. Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to. And you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands 10-2 on this heart of mine. Makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home. In a 4x4 by you. Out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on a tailgate, feet on the dashboard, oh, nothing I love more.
running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind. Four that wanna own me, two that wanna store me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, such a fine sight to see. It's a girl my phone in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Take it easy, take it easy.